For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Officials with the city of Jonesboro joined state and federal dignitaries to cut the ribbon on a new park trail at Craighead Forest Park. The three-year project was a combination of local, state, and federal funds designed to help with quality of life issues, as well as alternate modes of transportation. Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin says the new walking trail goes around Craighead Forest Park, and there are outdoor exercise equipment stations around parts of the trail. Perrin comments.
With this 3.2-mile walking trail, we have doubled and tripled our attendance out here. And the reason for that is it's safe for people to walk as well as to use their bicycles here in this park. So it's a tremendous deal.
And the new trail is part of several improvements that are planned for the park. Tuesday night, the Jonesboro City Council agreed to a $455,000 purchase of 40 acres of land to expand the park to where the new shooting range will be located in Jonesboro.
We've got more plans that we're going to do for this park as well. When we voted this last Tuesday to purchase the 40 acres, once the shooting range is done, that gives us 19 acres plus the 40, and we're now designing some things to go in there. So we'll be having public hearings to say, what would you like to have there?
Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin. The improvements at Craighead Forest Park were a mix of funds from the city of Jonesboro, as well as grant money from the Blue and You Foundation, the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism, the Arkansas Department of Transportation, and the Federal Highway Administration. Director of the Arkansas Department of Transportation, Scott Bennett, says these kinds of trails are part of the new modes of transportation that are requested by more cities.
There has been a big increase in really the desire for people to have opportunities for walking, for hiking, for bicycling. It's a big part of the quality of life of any community, and anything that we can help do to enhance that, it is going to be a benefit. It's going to be a benefit to the local community to provide more opportunities like that.
And he says requests for these kinds of trails are becoming more popular across the state, making the process very competitive.
Every year we open up applications for the Recreational Trails Program and Transportation Alternatives Program. We get far more applications than we have funding to provide, and I think that's just an indication of the popularity that, you know, people want to be able to come outside to enjoy nature, be able to enjoy beautiful landscapes like this, to be able to have exercise, to be able to have a better livability and quality of life.
And he says it also helps with economic development and being able to attract more people to cities. And that's Scott Bennett from the Arkansas Department of Transportation. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting for KASU News.